Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that we consider this morning is recorded for us in Proverbs chapter 3. I share with you verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Do you ever fall down? I mean, literally, physically fall down. I'm not the most graceful person around. I'd say I'm a little bit more on the clumsy side. I have plenty of experience falling down. I have crashed and burned so many times. In fact, the first year that I was here on campus at Bethany, being from Southern California, I had absolutely no experience with ice or snow. No respect for it either. It seemed as if I was wiping out constantly, as if I was picking myself up off the ground every other day, at least at the start of winter. Falling down not only injures one's pride, not only is it highly embarrassing, but it can also be very painful. It can hurt. It leads to many broken bones, to hospitalizations, even necessitates surgeries. Especially for the elderly, it's such a serious thing when you hear of an elderly person who had a fall. You think of broken hips or internal bleeding or how they might be stuck on the floor, not able to get up for hours or days until someone comes, finds them, and helps them. Falling down is not a good thing. But what is even worse, far worse, is when you fall down, spiritually speaking. God does not want your faith to crash and burn. He definitely does not want anyone to fall away from him. For you to become separated from God, we call that spiritual death. And when spiritual death is then combined with temporal or physical death, that then leads to the worst possible thing that could ever happen to a person. On the first day of confirmation classes, I ask my new students if they know what the worst possible thing is that could ever happen to a person. And the answer, of course, is that they fall down, spiritually speaking, away from God and into the eternal death of hell. And realize there are plenty of enemies who are trying to knock you over, trying to trip you up, trying to make you fall down that very hole. Your enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion looking to devour you. Likewise, the sinful world tries to entice you away from God. St. Paul explains that the dangers of materialism and the love of money and of worldly wealth have caused so many people to wander from the faith, have caused them to pierce themselves with many sorrows, he explains. Even your own natural heart, your sinful flesh, it wants you, it tries to get you to depart from God. Seriously, how scary is that? That means that you shouldn't even trust yourself, what you feel or what you think, because the natural inclination of the heart is to be selfish, to put yourself before God, to put yourself before your neighbors. And this too will also lead to a fall. As St. Paul warned the Galatians, God is not mocked. Whoever sows to please their own flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Spiritual enemies are attacking us so that we might turn away from God, so that we might turn away from his wisdom, away from his love, away from his forgiveness and salvation. They work very hard to try and convince us that we know better, that we can do better than he does. And we fall into their traps. How often do we trip over these temptations that the devil presents before us? How often do the shiny objects of this sinful world that in the end prove to be ultimately worthless, wasteful junk catch our attention and mesmerize us? We become greedy, or with pride-filled hearts, we seek after earthly greatness or glory or reputation. How often does our own sinful flesh say, "Yeah, I know this is what God says. I know this is what God's word wants. But forget what God says. This is what I want. This is the way I want it." Dear friends, in these ways, we end up leaning on our own understanding. And the problem is, our own understanding will not be able to support the weight. It will snap, it will break, and you will fall, and it will hurt you, it will injure you. Really, it will lead you to destruction. Last month, my family and I went back home to visit Southern California. I went out on a hike with my kids, and I found this nice, sturdy, straight, strong stick, and I picked it up and was using it as a walking stick. And of course, my 3-year-old son, Max, he decided that he wanted one too. But he picked up this tiny, dried-out little twig. It was weak, it was brittle, it was riddled with cracks and holes, and as soon as he put any weight on it, it snapped and he went tumbling. It was ugly. And of course, I felt like such a lousy dad not telling him to pick a better stick. But so it is with us when we lean on our own understanding. Our own understanding is not sturdy. It is not going to last unto eternity. Instead, it is going to snap and break, and we are the ones who are going to go tumbling. But thanks be to God, our Father, for telling us, as he does here in our text, that we need to get something much better to lean on. He gives us a warning so that we might not go tumbling. And in fact, he even hands us what we need to lean on, that which will keep us upright and standing. Instead of something that is weak or brittle or dangerous, like our own understanding, God invites us to lean on something that is strong and certain and sure. He invites us to lean on him, to put our trust in him, to trust in him and in his word that he has given us. And he promises us that leaning on that, we will not fall down, spiritually speaking. When our enemies come attacking us, we can brace ourselves and prop us up upon him and upon the promises that he has given to us in his word. And with that keeping us upright, we can withstand those attacks. And even if you have fallen, even if your spiritual enemies do get the better of you and you find yourself on the ground, God encourages you to trust in him to pick you back up and put you on your feet. Our verse said, acknowledge him. That means see and acknowledge and understand what he wants for you. That he wants you to lean on him, not on yourself. Lean not on what you can do, but lean on what he has done and what he continues to do for you. It reminds me of the people who once went up to Jesus and they asked him, what must we do to do the works that God requires? And Jesus so simply, so concisely, so perfectly says, the work of God is this: believe in the one he has sent. Put your hope, put your trust in the one God sent into this world in order to help you. God sent his own son here into this world to be your brother, to have your own flesh and blood so that you could lean on him. Where we have gotten tripped up, where we have fallen down, Jesus perfectly withstood the attacks of our spiritual enemies. He didn't fall. And even when it had appeared that he had fallen into defeat, suffering and dying a gruesome death upon the cross, in that seeming defeat and in humility, you and I find the greatest victory of God. We find something there that we can lean on, that will keep us standing, that will keep us upright through anything, into eternity. When we prop ourselves upon the cross of Christ and the forgiveness and salvation that it gives us. And now knowing that our Lord Jesus has absolutely succeeded in winning our salvation for us, a point that is proven on Easter morning when he is risen from the dead. You and I can now go and we can laugh in the faces of our spiritual enemies. When we trust in the Lord and what he has accomplished, we can be assured that he will direct our paths. And that means, dear friends, that we don't have to worry about that worst possible thing ever happening to us, because instead we have the best possible thing coming our way. We possess eternal life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You and I can celebrate, we can rejoice. We have a loving Lord who invites us to lean on him. He keeps you from falling. And for those times when we have fallen, he picks us back up. As we see here in Proverbs chapter 3, he invites you to trust in him. He desires for you to lean on him. He wants to come to you through his holy word in the gospel as it's preached to you here in chapel and in church and in your own daily devotional life. He wants to come to you and hold you up and prop you up by your baptism. Every day, reminding you and renewing with you the commitment and promise that he made to you as that water was applied to your head with his name. He wants to come to you and strengthen you, pick you up and prop you up, reassure you of the forgiveness of your sins in the Lord's Supper, where he performs an amazing miracle for you, giving you Jesus' own body and blood with the bread and the wine for the forgiveness of all your sins. What a wonderful, loving God we have. A God that wants us to lean on him, to trust in him. He will see to it that we do not fall down, spiritually speaking, but just the opposite. He will direct your paths to his side, standing in eternal glory. All glory be to him. Amen.